Hi there, welcome to the Institute of Wellbeing. Thank you for joining this podcast, and I'd like to introduce you to this new series called Developing Brilliant People.
The first podcast is a four-part series with Simon Woolley, the founder of Operation Black Vote and also the chair of the Race Disparity Unit. We are going to tackle some serious issues in these conversations, and this podcast is entitled Black Boys and the Disparity in Their Achievements. Today, our main focus is with Sir Simon to figure out what his thoughts are, what his plans are with regards to levelling the playing field and helping the black community absolutely rise up.
Right.
So I've got a few questions. And,
shoot.
I suppose one of the most traumatic things for me in the last month or so was reading up on that piece of work that your department done on Caribbean black children failing at each key stage at school. Mm. From the Caribbean background, I'm from that background, and I'm a bit concerned. How did you come to those figures? What was your analysis? Mm.
Well, this was an analysis not by Operation Black Vote, but by the government. And when we started the Race Disparity Unit, I had the conversation with the then Prime Minister, Theresa May.
Yes.
And the clear framework was, we need to uncover the uncomfortable truths.
Yes.
Lay bare the facts. Once you lay bare the facts, you can begin to, acknowledge them, you own them, and you deal with them. And for many in our community, particularly our young boys and girls, the data too often isn't pretty. The rates of school exclusions, the attainment, the lack of O-levels and A-levels that many are not achieving. And then when they do go to university, I mean, you know, one of the big successes from our community, in spite of the challenges, is that we have record numbers of black boys and girls going to university, but too often they're not the high-end university. They have a poor experience when they get there, and their outcomes are very different. All this data was exposed in the Race Disparity Unit, and my job as an enforcer was to say to the ministers at the Department of Education, explain these disparities,
sure,
these inequalities,
sure,
or change, yes, and what is the roadmap for change?
Yes.
And then I would add a few ideas myself.
Absolutely. So what do you think is causing this problem within that community?
I think the first thing is to acknowledge the good stuff, because otherwise we're always predicated on that we're a problem.
The negative, right.
The negative. Mm. So we're not the worst, and in spite of the socio-economic problems that beset our communities,
yes,
there's still great positives. So a record number of people getting to universities, there's a mentality within many black communities. You know, you have to do well at education, you have to be better than others. We should embrace that. But in my view, there are still some structural inequalities.
Yes.
So there's some structural inequalities in terms of, I mean, for me, the big thing is the lack of black teachers, and particularly male teachers in schools.
Yes.
I think is a real problem. And I think within that deficit of black teachers, there are a lot of white teachers, whether we like it or not, that don't view our children as having great potential.
Right.
So they see them as problematic. Mm. And if they see them as problematic, when they see often their work, they're looking for the bad and not the good.
Right. So it's a perspective.
It is.
Yes.
It is a perception that we're not potential geniuses, we're more potential trouble. It's interesting that when you take those same children that are perceived as trouble and you mark their exams blind,
yes,
they do better.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Nameless marking. That's right. I've heard about that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes. So there's a problem with the staffing and the perception that teachers have.
Yes.
Equally, there's challenges within our community. That whilst there are a lot of families, often single-parent families, doing fantastic,
yes,
there are others that are too often dysfunctional. And if you twin dysfunctionality at home,
yes,
and a school that sees these young black men and women as problematic,
yes,
the trajectory is exclusions, expulsion,
yes,
through schools.
Which leads ultimately to jail.
Which leads to jail or worse.
Absolutely. So do you think this is a disadvantaged issue or is it a black issue?
Well, it's a racially disadvantaged issue. I mean, it's multi-layered. Poverty is one. Ongoing perception of the way predominantly white teachers view black kids is another. And of course, when you have that cocktail of poverty, dysfunctionality,
yes,
a school that is quick to expel, and you have a society, right? You have a society that says, unless you've got the latest phone, unless you've got the bling clothes, unless you're less than.
Right.
And then that then can be turbocharged in our communities. At the same time, on a societal level, that still does not have a adult conversation about drugs policy, then you have this, again, this cocktail in which people will say, look, the prohibition of drugs means if we sell drugs, we can earn shed loads of money. If you want to come over here and join us and be in our gang, we can offer you £1,000 a week.
Yeah.
This is to 13, 14-year-old kids.
Which is, in many cases, more than their parents earn.
Correct. So you've got to look at it in the round, is the first instance.
Sure.
And when you do that, then we've got to say, what is the plan? What is the plan to ensure they stay at school?
Yes.
What is the plan to ensure they are respected,
sure,
at school? What is the plan that when they leave school, they can go to a good university,
yes,
and get a good job? Yes. You know, Dr. Mike, I'm talking to you about so many huge challenges, but I'm convinced they're not insurmountable.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with Simon. These challenges are not insurmountable. It must have taken quite a bit of courage for the Race Disparity Unit to write such an article, which could be conceived as being condemning of such a community. Ultimately, it is our job as citizens to ensure that we raise young black boys to be the very best they can, that they achieve everything they can, everything that has been destined for them to achieve. We need to silence those critics who consider young black boys to only be villains, commit suicide, commit murder, end up in jail, commit heinous crimes, and ultimately be a failure in society. We need to ensure that our children do well in schools. Parents need to engage within their homework. We need to engage in the parents' evenings. Maybe you ought to be a school governor. Maybe you should be involved in the Saturday morning football or tennis or hockey or whatever the girls do. It's very important that we're active and we're ensuring that our children have a fighting chance and not just be involved in fights. If you would like further information, please do visit us at www.tiow.org. If you want to become a champion, just put in the / after .org and put in the word champion. The Instagram handle is The Institute of Wellbeing. I would love you to also connect with us on Twitter and Facebook with the handle @iWellbeing.